This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily update for Big Brother Canada 11. I'm your host, Trent Armstrong, and I am here today to talk you through everything that we learned today on the daily drop. With me today to talk through it all is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, it's my first time talking about these daily drops with you this season. So I'm actually really nervous because I think I have the same sentiments as like Mari and Lavina, where it's like, I feel like I don't know anything that's going on and I'm confused. I feel like I'm unprepared. And I realize I'm just as prepared as everyone else and it's okay. But I'm happy to be here to start talking things through and just kind of get a little bit better of the lay of the land or of the house.
Yeah, pretty much. We are here to update you again. We'll see. I don't think there's like a ton here from today, but just to reset you on the week so far, Dan is the HOH. He nominated Hope and Renee. Zach won the veto, used it on Hope, and Dan replaced Hope with Rob as the intended target. Now, yesterday we talked about how Jonathan was campaigning and Kuzi and Anika were talking about, should we keep Rob to go after Zach? Is that something we should do? They seemed convinced at the time. And so the question today is, has that energy kept up? Is Rob still live with a chance to stay? Or, are things not looking great? The basics from the day is that I don't think things are looking great. So we'll see.
I'm actually really sad about this because, like, obviously I haven't been really enjoying the direction that the season has been going in. But it's like, I just don't want it to become a big steamroll and like they just lose all their opportunities to be able to maybe go after the Zachs or the ties even of the house. And so I'm worried. Not that I want Renee to go, but I just feel like Rob staying in the house would be kind of better energy for next week. And like, we could hope that he would win, you know, head of household, because it's probably gonna be something physical, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do think it's an interesting dilemma. I think there are dangers on both sides. I think I have come down on the side of, if I were in the house, I probably would get rid of Rob in this spot. But there are some dangers to that as well. And we'll talk through some of those as we go through the day. We started the drop with, you'll be amazed by this. We actually got the HOH talking. Woo. I know. The HOH talking game on a show about, you know, winning power as the HOH and making moves. It's kind of wild, but we actually got Dan talking, of course, to Zach, because who else would he talk to? Let's be real.
It's so frustrating, though, with like him always talking to Zach, because like we haven't seen that much of him. And then on the episode yesterday, I was like, OK, like he is talking to people, like he is kind of an active member of this house. And then we tune into him talking to Zach. And I'm just like, I feel like Zach's game is so transparent to me, but it seems like Dan is just like eating it up. And I'm like, please, please see the light, Dan. But I don't think he will.
Yeah. So Dan says to Zach that Vanessa told him that she's cool with evicting Rob, but she might change her mind. She just doesn't know one way or another. Now, we know from Jonathan and Rob yesterday that they are under the assumption that Vanessa is with them and will vote to keep Rob. She apparently told Dan that she is cool with evicting Rob, but she'd have to think about it. So that to me implies that she is more on the side of keeping Rob, given that she told Dan, yeah, I could go this way, or maybe I have the right to change my mind, versus the way that Rob saw it, which was like, yeah, I can get hope for you. I'm a vote for you. So, again, seeming to imply that Vanessa's over there, but you know, well, even also, Vanessa will tell you at this point is saying, am I even in this game?
Absolutely. But with Vanessa though, I haven't seen the conversation personally. And so I don't know if she's divulging all this information, but the fact that she's like saying, oh, you know, I'm kind of worried about Zach. So that's kind of one of the reasons as to why I would not want to be, keeping, why I wouldn't want to vote out Rob. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of bad information for Zach to get around to Zach, because if he knows that people are coming for him, he's going to try to get them targeted next week. So I, even though I haven't seen much of Vanessa, I'm worried for her because of what this information is getting over to Zach.
Yeah. She said Dan tells Zach specifically that, the main reason Vanessa said she might change her mind is that she doesn't trust Zach. And she also mentioned that Rob could possibly be an asset. So again, really implying to me that she is actually on the side of keeping Rob. Dan says, though, I don't think we need her vote, though. I mean, it wouldn't hurt, right? But, like, I don't think we need it. And Zach says, well, yeah, Vanessa told me that she doesn't even want to play the game anymore, that she's just going to compete in competitions. And, like, that's it. Her and Jonathan both, apparently. We are going to hear from both of them that, yes, that is, in fact, the line they're giving to people.
Well, I mean, I guess it will make them not look as much of a threat. We'll talk about it later, but he thinks he's public enemy number one, Jonathan. And so, like, if he's going to be like, I'm not going to be actively playing, you know, I'm not going to be trying to move things, like, hopefully it will keep them from being a target next week, but I doubt it still.
Yeah. Well, Zach is a little concerned, you know, hearing Vanessa's talking about not trusting him. He's like, I don't know, this it's going to end up being a short game for me. And Dan's like, you think you're going to be a target next week? And Zach says, I don't think so. I mean, not unless Vanessa or Jonathan win. So very clearly, Zach is most concerned right now about Jonathan and Vanessa. Those aren't the only people he has to worry about either, because the biggest issue so far has been Santina. But first, Dan's like, listen, you need a week to relax, bro. And Zach's like, oh, yes. It's been so hard for me in this game.
It could have been so easy for him just to let people play their own game, right? Yeah. Like, you know, he could have influence. Obviously, he might have an agenda, but like he's been putting in so much work to get the people that he want out of this game. It's like, that's why you're not able to relax. And that's why you're becoming a target, is because you're doing too much. Like, you basically had two back-to-back head of households and you've won veto. Like,
he's like Sisyphus here. He's like, he's pushing up the rock, but he's going, it's like he's Sisyphus, but he's like pushing the rock up the wrong hill. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even get your torture right. Like, what are you doing? He says, I had a really good conversation with Anika, about, you know, Rob leaving. And she said it made a lot of sense to her. Zach says, and he says again, the biggest issue has been Santina. She's confusing people because of the way she's carrying herself with Rob. And basically he's saying like, this all would have been fine except for Santina. She's making this confusing because Santina is essentially, he doesn't know that if she's campaigning actively for Rob to stay, but at the very least, the way that she's hanging out with Rob, laughing and giggling and like having fun with him, it's making it seem kind of clear that she doesn't really want him to go. And if Santina doesn't want him to go, that signals to the rest of the house, there's an opportunity, essentially, is I think what he's saying. And so Santina is kind of the issue here. And Dan says to Zach, like, well, I've seen you talking with Santina a lot. And Zach says, yeah, we're trying to find some common ground and it's hard. To her, it's a personal thing. And to me, it's not. So the tension between Santina and Zach is clearly being felt here.
Well, my question is, was Santina in on the plan that Rob was going to be this backdoor option? Because
she knew it. She knew about it, but she didn't agree with it.
And so they shouldn't really necessarily expect her to be like all in on like getting him out the door just because like she's apparently working with Zach.
Well, they got her to take out one of her allies last week. So I think they figured like
she wouldn't lay down for this one. Yeah. Like she's friends with Rob. We've seen that on the episodes. At least we see them. They're always giggling and laughing together. It seems like they have a bit of a flirt dance going on. And it's just kind of like, what would you expect her to just completely change her tune just because you decided that you don't like somebody and you want them out of the game? It's just exactly annoying.
What they expect. Yeah. That's right. You nailed so it.
So,
I mean, that's kind of it. And it's causing this, this tension. Now Kuzi, Anika and Daniel are going to be talking, and these are the important people to watch this week, because they kind of hold the fate of Rob in their hands, I believe. Now we don't get a lot from them. They keep getting interrupted and we came into this conversation late. So, it's a little tricky. Anika is telling Daniel that they had made a promise not to put each other up. Not entirely sure who she's talking about, but it doesn't really matter. Daniel says they also had that promise with Rob, though, and they broke that. And so I think she might be talking about Zach and Ty or something along those lines, maybe even Zach and Santina. Anika says, okay, they had that promise with Rob and they broke it, sure, but Rob was never the leader of anything. It was always Santina and Zach. And Daniel says, okay, yes, but there are other alliances. That's why Rob is so mad in the first place, because there was a guys alliance. And I don't think that Zach and Santina are good right now. So like, that's not even much of a thing anymore. And he says, listen, Kuzi, Anika, I need you guys to keep me in check so I'm not getting played by this man. But what I'm getting from him is that he got a little scared. And now he kind of has to put his trust in us, because he won't be able to play with those other people anymore. Obviously, he can't be fully trusted and he needs to go soon, but that's kind of my read on him. And Kuzi says, yes, I agree, but he will want us to make his moves for him. That's how he plays the game. Daniel says, I agree with that. So they're clearly talking about, I think, like, they still have this relationship with Zach. A lot of the rest of the house has kind of soured on him. And so now Daniel's kind of saying, like, listen, if everyone else is soured on him, he doesn't really have anywhere else to turn but us. And he kind of recognizes that. So is it worth it to try to maintain our relationship with Zach right now, even though we don't trust him? And I imagine he's probably making the case, and that means we take out Rob this week, because, you know, Rob was in a guys alliance and we wouldn't want that to reform or anything. And in the meantime, we maintain a relationship with Zach while the rest of the house is against him and he targets other people. And that leaves us in the middle. I think, is given everything else Daniel has said, I imagine that's where his head is at in this conversation and what he's talking to Kuzi and Anika about. And they seem to be relatively on the same page, as they talk this through.
Yeah. And I think, as much as like I want Rob to stay in this game, because I just don't want him to be taken out this way, I do think that Daniel is kind of right in the sense that, like, do you really want Zach to know that everybody is against him right away? Because that, like, that would make him a little bit more of a dangerous player. And who knows who he's going to want to retaliate against. And so I can understand kind of bring him in being like, no, we're still with you, and allow him to still go after his other targets. And then they can most likely stay safer for longer. So I get his rationale, but I'm kind of bummed, because I don't love a backdoor. I know it was amazing. Season 5. It was so good. Season 5. I was like, oh my God, like that five finger, whatever. So good. But now, like, I just don't know if I want a season where everybody's getting backdoored. It just seems like, I don't know, just doesn't taste well, sit well with me.
Yeah, well, they do start talking about Santina a bit. Anika says that Santina admitted to working with both Ty and Zach, but she says she wants to play her own game. She elaborates a little bit, I think, on what she was talking about yesterday, where she said she didn't want to have the conversation with Santina and then tell her no, because apparently she had a conversation with Santina where she told her that she was annoyed at her because Ty and Zach were telling her that they wanted to work with her. But Ty, Zach, and Santina all were... Okay, sorry. Ty, Zach, and Santina were all telling Anika last week, we want to work with you. They used the veto on her. They were like trying to like bring her in. But they never actually gave any information to her. They were withholding. And so she confronted Santina about that. She said, I'm not stupid. You can't just like act like I'm with you and then not give me any information. And that kind of ties back to the conversation we saw last week with her and Daniel, where he was like, you're not in the named alliance. You're in the side alliance. And so Santina apparently replied with, okay, well, I'm willing then to give, if you promise you will not tell anybody about this, I will give you the information that I have. And Anika, I apparently told Santina, no, don't give me that information yet. You know, go talk to the guys first, go do what you need to do. We'll reconvene. And I guess that's because she didn't want Santina to like open up and give her everything and then tell Santina, thanks, but now I'm still not going to keep Rob. And sort of like make her feel used like that. So that's kind of, I think, the explanation for what we got yesterday and what she's trying to tell Daniel here. Kuzi says, yes. And also, here's the thing, Santina is very emotional. Kuzi says, as much as she likes Rob, yesterday she goes to Rob and says, keep my name out of your mouth. Keep my name out of your campaign. You're ruining my game. The same way she attacked Vanessa.
I know. Like, I was like,
this is the same person you're trying to save, says Kuzi. Okay. My understanding of this is that Santina has expressed a desire for Rob to stay. Mm-hmm. Rob, in his campaign, has been saying, hey, Santina wants me here. Or she's assuming that's what he's doing. He might not even be doing that because Kuzi has said that Rob denied it. He said, what are you talking about? I didn't use your name. So maybe that didn't even happen. So instead, what might be happening is that, people are assuming that Santina wants Rob to stay because she kind of seems to, and she's been hanging out with him and all that stuff. And so that's getting around Zach. And we know from Zach, he doesn't know for sure if Santina has been campaigning for Rob to stay. He only knows the way she's carrying herself, right? So we know now Zach confronted Santina about how she's carrying herself and wants Rob to stay. And they got into it a little bit. And Santina got upset because she got called out by Zach and then went to Rob and said, hey, keep my name out of your mouth in your campaign. You're ruining my game, because she was confronted by Zach. And so I think that's kind of like the order of those events. I have no idea what happened with Vanessa.
I know. I'm like, ooh, that could be something juicy. Are they saving it for the episode or are we just never going to see it? It's just in the abyss of camera footage. I'm like, what is she doing? Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right. So Kuzi's going to talk with Zach for a little bit. She said yesterday what you did was not fine. And she's referring to when he walked into the room when Rob was making his pitch to her and Anika. And he just kind of stood there. And Zach's excuse, he's like, listen, I didn't know what to do. I walked in. It was uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should leave, if that would make it weirder, if I should stay. And I feel like this whole situation is being made to look like it's all my fault, like with Rob. And Kuzi's like, you do. It does look like you are the one behind it. Like, let's not lie. And she's like, and when you're standing, and that plus when you're standing there with Rob trying to make a pitch, it looks like you're guarding something. It looks like you're trying to intimidate. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, that wasn't my intention. I just didn't know what to do. I'm sorry.
Did it annoy you as me? Because like he's just like, oh, he's playing victim now. Like, oh, you're getting your target out and he might say your name now with his campaign strategy, even though you are the one that is actively trying to get him out. And now you're upset that you don't feel comfortable going into a room where he might be in. It's just like, Zach, get over it. Like, realize that it's awkward. Be like, oh, okay, whatever. You're probably campaigning. Leave the room. Who cares? Like, I don't know why he has to like, go in there and be all weird and intimidate that, even though he says he's not doing that. I just find it really frustrating. It's just kind of like he wants control of everything, but doesn't expect people to have any sort of reaction. And then when they do have some sort of reaction, he's going to recoil by playing the victim. It was really annoying. But Kuzi, she handles him really well. I think that she does a good job with making him believe that they're good friends. She's giving him information, being like, hey, like it does come across this way. Like she's being quite truthful and honest. And so I think this is pretty good with how she's able to kind of manage him. Yeah, I'm impressed with that.
Well, Kuzi asks him, how are you feeling? How are you and Santina doing? And he says, it's hard to say. He says, somebody told me that she was with Jonathan and Rob outside and that they were talking about coming after me. And when I asked her about it, she said she hadn't heard anything. It's just not a good look. She was outside with them. What do you mean you haven't heard anything? You're telling me they've talked to other people about this, but they haven't talked to you about this? And so he says, listen, I think my mistake this week was just not seeing Santina taking this the way she did. I didn't expect this. And so again, like this Zach and Santina tension currently existing. Now, you know, here's the thing that you have to be wary of in the Big Brother house. Just because there's tension between Santina and Zach now, doesn't mean there always will be. Mm-hmm. They were on good terms just last week. And the reason they're not on good terms now is because he's taken out Rob and she doesn't like that. If Rob goes and no longer is like a point of contention in their relationship and there's time for them to heal, he kind of gets his way, right? And they might actually reconcile. So you have to be wary of that sort of thing in the Big Brother house. And that's kind of the danger of Rob leaving is where does Santina go? You have to be aware of where she goes because she still does have that relationship with Ty. Ty is still very loyal to Zach. And, you know, she doesn't really have great relationships with a lot of the other players in the game. And so it's very possible that she goes right back to Zach, even though there is tension right now.
Do we know who came to Zach with this information, or do you think he made it up just to see if he can get more information?
I think there's a decent chance he made it up. He says he didn't want to reveal who told him because right. Santina was like, who told you? Who told you? Who told you? And he didn't want to say. It's very possible that he just like observed and then guessed. It could have easily been like Ty because Santina has had those conversations with Ty. So, if it was anyone, I would guess it was Ty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They just continue to hang out. Kuzi's like teaching him a little
line
dance
dancing. That was also, I'm just like, you can't even dance. Sorry. It was just like, I was just all around frustrated. I'm like, you know, it's like a count of eight. He couldn't do a count of eight where it's like step together, step and heal and heal. Like, I just like couldn't. It's like, Zach.
You can't even dance.
You can't even dance. Man.
Well, you ain't no friend of mine.
Never date you.
Daniel and Danica briefly chat again before they're interrupted. Daniel says that he did question. So he says he questioned Zach about how Vanessa knew the information that she blew up. And Zach said he didn't know and that maybe Rob told her. And Daniel doesn't think that makes sense. So again, talking about this weird Vanessa situation where she apparently blew up a guy's alliance that she knew about, but how did she know about it? How did it blow up? You know, I
don't know either. And I'm just like, will we ever find out? Or will it just be like week three of last season? You know, like that day or whatever. Was it last season? Remember what was
maybe day three? Before? I mean, season nine.
So season nine, there you go. But anyway, what happened day three? I think it might be one of those like myths that we'll never actually know what happens.
Yeah. Well, I also have skepticism about whether we'll see this. Rob and Santina are going to talk. It's all personal, no game here, but you get the sense of what Zach is talking about where it's like, yeah, they're like, close. This conversation opens, or at least we start it, with Santina saying, "Now Canada knows what you're looking for. We'll find love for you." And him being like, "Yeah, yeah," and talking about how they wanted him to try out for like The Bachelor or whatever. And then just lots of like sharing about personal life and philosophy. And it feels like a date.
Definitely feels like a date. And of course, we're going to have to get a couple of datey segments in these daily drops. I mean, I feel really bad for Rob because it's just like, I feel like he just wants to be there. You know, he was asked to come on the show. He's talking to a girl that he seems to like a little bit. And like, he's kind of going out the door for no real reason. And so, I mean, it was nice, obviously, to get to know them a little bit better. But this would probably be a conversation that I might have watched on 2X instead of in real time. Right?
The trick is to watch them all in 2X.
Okay, I need to ask you about that. I was like, I don't know how to watch this on 2X. It was really, really frustrating. So please show me your secrets after this, Taryn.
Yeah, it's all about the browser extensions.
Looking for that one, but I couldn't find one. So yeah.
You get your video speed controller, you get your VPN, you get your ad blocker, and you're all set.
I don't have the VPN, but the ad blocker I do have. And okay, great. Thank you. I was just like watching today. I was like, this is the longest 2 hours and 3 minutes of my life. And then like the commercial, and the commercials like you didn't see, but I was actually seeing these commercials, and it was the same one over and over again. And so I'm like, anyways. So yes, Taryn, please help me so I can watch this one on 2X.
Sounds good. All right. So Ty and Vanessa are going to talk a little bit. Vanessa actually having a conversation with somebody other than Koozie. I think this is the first one we've seen. Ty says, "Loyalty is a thing, but you should think about yourself too." And I just... for general reference with the updates, at the start of the conversation, again, they never, almost never start the conversations like at the beginning of the conversation. So the first lines of their conversation are not always going to be in context. But loyalty is a thing, but you should think about yourself too. Vanessa says, well, I feel out of the loop in this game. Don't say. And he says, so showing loyalty to she says, yes, so showing loyalty to Dan is something, and loyalty to myself is also something. And she says, I might take a page out of Jonathan's book and just compete in comps at this point. This is what we heard from Zach that she is saying now. I don't know what loyalty she would have to Dan. They were talking about loyalty to Dan. I don't know what her relationship with Dan is, but again, it still seems to me like she's probably on board with keeping Rob and just doesn't really care what the ramifications are at this point.
Yeah. And, Ty was also saying to her, it was like, yeah, you should be taking care of yourself. You should be taking care of yourself. So it was nice to see that they were having some sort of conversation. But I still don't understand what she must have done that everybody's so kind of concerned about her. And it doesn't seem like she has any social capital. It doesn't seem like she has any influence. And I'm just wondering what the heck happened to make that she just doesn't want to play the game anymore now that she's just going to compete and just stay in as long as she can, but she doesn't want to play the game. So I hope that they just make us understand. They don't need to show me the fight or whatever happened. I just need to understand what is going on with her game, because just it seems like Ty is trying to take care of her here, and I just don't really get why.
Yep. And then we get some of Renee and Jonathan. Jonathan is saying, and this is where, again, so we already kind of got the sense from the Daniel, Anika, and Koozie conversation that at the very least, they are not as hyped on saving Rob as they were the day before. And at most, they are already kind of off of that plan. This is going to be the thing that really implies even more. Now, Jonathan obviously has incentive to not be truthful with Renee about the potential outcome of this vote, but he's going to be pretty clear to her that he does not expect Rob to stay at this point. And he seems fairly resigned to it, but it could be a ploy, theoretically. I don't think it is, but it could be.
I don't think it is. But yeah. He does say that he wants to give him a sympathy vote. So I think that that's just kind of just in case he does stay, that like she's not going to be blindsided, or I guess she wouldn't be there. But like, you know, I think that he just kind of put that out there. And so hopefully that gets around to people that, like, you know, you have a one locked in vote for sure that he's going to, that they could use, and maybe they'll use it to turn it around. But at this point, he's kind of like, you're staying, Renee. Like, I can tell.
Yeah. So he's basically just trying to cheer her up. Like, hey, if you end up staying, you know, things are going to start looking up. She says it's just really hard in this game. She's really sorry for the position Jonathan's in this week. And he says all he has in the game is loyalty and the fact that I'm a competitor. And she says, well, I would love your vote, obviously, but I get that it's tough. He says, I'm not going to say this to Rob, but I don't think the votes are there anyway. So if I do vote for Rob to stay, it's just so he doesn't leave with no votes. She says she respects that. And he says, I really think I'm going to become public enemy number one because I'm not playing ball. He says, she's like, no. And like, man, she really is like, no, what do you mean? Really? Are you sure? I really think. He's like, yes, I'm sure. Okay. I'm already in a bad position. You don't have to rub it in. He's like, it's already happened. And he says, I'm hurt because it's coming from somebody I thought I was friends with. And so again, it really, you know, I'm sure there's still a part of him that is hoping that they can get the votes for Rob to stay, but it does feel to me like genuinely somebody who is kind of like, probably not going to happen. So, you know, this is the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel bad for Jonathan. I haven't really seen that much of his actual game, but he thought that he was in kind of like a little bit of an alliance, and that like he had his boys that he's kind of working with. He has his friendships that he's made, and now like they're already turning on each other, and they didn't really care about what he felt about the situation. And he's put in a position where he has to vote out his friend, and then you kind of keep in line with the people that kind of betrayed him. And so he's kind of in a pretty shit situation, to be fair. And, you know, he does have a Candace save coming for him. So he's going to be just fine, I'm sure, when Bel Air Direct comes in to save the day. So,
yes, there you go. That's about what we had from the drop. Anything else that you had, Chantel?
That's it. I mean, I did write down the line dancing, and we already talked about that. So I think that that's all the extraneous, you know, stuff that happened yesterday that I wrote down.
Well, there you go. So again, basically, you know, all we've got at this point is that it is not looking great for Rob right now to stay. It's looking a little more like Renee is the more likely person to stick around this week. Theoretically, you know, this is the content from Tuesday. So there is today one full day of, you know, campaigning to make something happen. Not impossible, but not looking super likely at this point, just based on where the house is right now. So
and Rob doesn't seem to be a super fan or anything like that. Like, I think he said he was recruited. So, or he was asked to audition. So I don't know if he knows what to do or what to say to even get the votes here. You know, every time he has conversations with people are like, oh, you're talking about me. Keep my name out of your mouth. Like, I don't think he knows how to get himself out of this pickle right now. And so, yeah, I think he's kind of dead in the water, unfortunately.
I didn't get a lot of urgency from him.
No, he's pretty chill. I like resigned with like, yeah, I think I'm going.
It was a lot of like, let's make the best of my time here.
Oh, so sad. Poor guy. Poor guy.
What are you going to do? All right. Well, that's what we have for you then. Of course, I'm going to be live later on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'm going to be watching Survivor. And then, of course, tonight's episode of Big Brother Canada. Maybe Vanessa will be in the episode. Ooh, who knows?
That'd be fun.
And then we'll be live after the episode to talk through it all. And then, of course, we'll do it all again tomorrow, watching the eviction and going live after to talk through what happens. And we'll also have probably an update for tomorrow as well. One final update before the eviction to get a sense of where the vote is going to be for Rob versus Renee. Check out the Survivor Stockwatch I did. I've been putting out some Among Us videos over on YouTube. That's about it. Chantel, what do you got going on?
Oh, I realized that I'm like, oh, I gotta go and look at my stocks. So I did play last week. I don't know if I did well. I did diversify my picks, so I don't remember who I went for, So I want to see if I'm making any money. So I will play that. Other than that, though, I'm hanging out on my channel, Reality Realness, with three S's over on YouTube, talking about the challenge in a couple of hours, the Challenge Global Championship. Super fun. Obviously going to be watching Big Brother and Survivor tonight. But hoping to talk to you maybe next week about some more daily drops.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.